Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh,
praise the Lord, Evangelist Bernard.
Yes. Praise the Lord, everybody. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad and just thankful for another opportunity to be on a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. We have been having a wonderful time preaching and teaching the gospel on this week. And, of course, everyone know by now, our topic is cry out loud. Cry aloud and spare not. And that scripture is taken from Isaiah 58, verse 1. Amen. And we thank God for Minister Liberal Democrat delivering the message on yesterday and also for what we did on Monday. Amen. And we have a beautiful speaker today that's coming to share the word of God with us, anointed man of God. Amen. That walks in the prophetic. Amen. So we thank God for that. By way of announcements, we just want to get those announcements out the way and let you know that we're excited about our citywide crusade and ministry launch that will be happening in September the 4th, 5th, and 6th. So we want you to mark your calendars and join us in New Orleans as we empower souls for destiny. We're looking for souls to be saved. We're looking for healing and deliverance. Amen. We're looking for miracles to be wrought. Amen. How many know that God is still in the miracle working business? Amen. And we look forward to this event. Amen. If you follow us on Facebook and Twitter and our YouTube channel, you'll be seeing these announcements. Amen. We thank God for presiding for the senior bishop, the former presiding bishop of the Pentecostal Churches of the Apostolic Faith, Bishop Alfred Singleton, will be joining us. Also presiding prelate of Prophetic Miracle Ministries Worldwide out of Montgomery, Alabama, and Atlanta, Georgia. That's none other than Bishop Leo S. Lewis. And then we're looking for the presiding prelate of the Family of Churches International here in New Orleans, Louisiana. We're looking for Pastor Beatrice Martin out of Stockton, California. Pastor Tajana Logan out of Atlanta, Georgia, and also Lady Antoinette Singleton out of Lansing, Michigan, who is the wife of Bishop Alfred Singleton. And then we have our own that has been so very supportive of this ministry, amen, and of me particularly, and that's none other than my cousin, Dr. Wendell, who is a regular speaker on this broadcast, Dr. Winston L. Singleton, a great enrichment ministry here in Los Angeles, California. Amen. And last but not least, amen, is Apostle Anthony Hill out of Miami, Florida. Amen. So we're looking to empower souls. We're looking for some lives to be changed here in this city. We're not coming here to compete with one another, but we are competing, and that is for souls. We want souls to be blessed and come into the kingdom of God. Amen. So we want you to know that we are excited and we're looking for you to get excited as the time approaches fastly. When you look, September will be here. Amen. Again, we'd like to thank Sister Ruby, amen, for being at the helm, opening up the switchboard and just standing in our stead even on yesterday. Amen. So we certainly praise God for Sister Ruby Larry. Amen. And also we want to thank God for Minister Billy Burns, who hosts our Saturday segment. If you want to testify, you have a testimony what God has done in your life and you want to share it, this segment on Saturday morning airs at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. And that segment is titled They Overcame. Amen. And that is the time for you to give your testimonies. And then on Sunday morning, the Lord put it in our hearts over a year ago to open up with early Sunday morning prayer for about 30 minutes. Amen. And we prepare ourselves to get ready before we go into our different respective houses of worship. Amen. And we just come together corporately and pray for about 30 minutes. And Sister Ruby oversees that. Amen. Because I'm in a different time zone. Everybody say different time zone. But that's okay. God knows what we have need of, and we're thankful for this opportunity. Amen. So with no further ado, we're going to get right on into our segment. We're excited about this awesome man of God that's going to be ministering to us on today. Amen. I don't know who's on the line today, but if anybody can open up. If not, Prophet Carlos Pearson is always capable and able of opening up with the word of prayer. Amen. This man of God hails all the way from Greenville, North Carolina. I kind of got it mixed up a little bit this day. I was thinking about Prophet Darlene. We have quite a few friends in the Carolinas, amen, that are teaching and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're going to, is there anybody on the line? If not, we're going to turn it right over into the hands of our speaker of the hour. And those of you that don't know him, amen, you'll get an opportunity to do that in this segment. Amen. Sister Ruby.
Oh, praise the Lord. Sister T's on. Sister T.
Oh. Amen. Amen. Sister T, are you able to open up with a word of prayer? If not, we're going to turn it right on over to Apostle Carlos Pearson. I'm not. She's busy. Got a lot of noise there. Sister Ruby.
Okay.
So, Apostle Carlos, amen. It's in your hands. People call in. I tell them to call in early. Huh? If you call in late, hey, we'll be off the air and gone. Amen. So, Prophet Carlos, we love you. We appreciate you. And thank God for you making the sacrifice to come and minister to our listening audience today. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for each one of you to join us today. We give God glory. We give God praise today for all of you. Can all of y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We just want to give God praise today for who God is and all that God is doing, even in this time and in this season. I first want to acknowledge, amen, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the apostle over all of our souls, amen, to the visionary of this line, amen, to Evangelist Bernard, to our co-host, to Sister Ruby. Amen. To my apostle, Apostle Rosemary Jenkins Wooten, and to all of you, God bless you, every all the ecclesia, my colleagues in the gospel. We appreciate you tuning in out to the line today. We just give God praise. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Eternal God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for this day. We thank you, Lord, that you are God. And besides you, Lord, there is none other. Thanking you and praising you, God, for this time and this season and all that you are requiring at the hands of your people. And Father, I pray now in the name of Jesus that you will forgive us of all our sins, our transgressions and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Create in us, God, a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. Cast us not away from thy presence, O Lord, for you are our strength and you are our redeemer. And God, we still want to tell you thank you. Thank you, God, that even now, God, as you come in the midst of this place, Lord, God, I pray now, God, that Carlos will get out of the way. And God, your anointing will step in the way. And I give you praise and I give you glory. For it's you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. It's a quite honor to come before you and to declare the word of the Lord for the people of God. And that's what we live, we move, and we have our being in. And, you know, and I thank God that we as a people, we must begin to cry loud and to spare not. And I thank the Lord for that. And today I was meditating. Evangelist Bernard asked me what I come on, and the Lord is taking me in a different direction. And today I want to go to a very familiar passage of Scripture today. When I thought about this today, I began to think about it because we as people of God, we think about this, we hear about it, but do we act on what we hear? Amen. And we know we often hear about this particular passage of Scripture, and I give God praise for it. Those of you that have your Bible, turn with me to Ephesians chapter 3. That's Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians chapter 3, and we're just going to paraphrase a little bit, and we're going to not come away from the Word of God. Ephesians chapter 3, beginning at the 11th verse, and it says, according to the eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus, our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulation, for you which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he who would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. That's God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory and the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. I want to look at the key verse today. I'm coming out of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, and it says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all, that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh within us. I want to leave with you today, God is going to do it because he is God. God is going to do it because he is God. As we as a body of Christ, we know that the Bible says that there's a time and season for all things. And when we look at the times and seasons, we realize that we're in a time and season where we realize that Christ is on his way back. But we look at our times and we may ask somebody, we say, what time is it? We may look and say, well, as we look at the different times and seasons, we look at the things that are transpiring and we begin to look at all that's going on in the body of Christ. But you've got to remember that God is a God that when he has formed thee in thy belly and he I called thee to do certain things. He anointed you from your mother's womb. The Bible says that he would do exceedingly, meaning that he would go above. I mean, he would go to the extreme. People of God, we live in an hour now where we must take the limitations off in God. We live in an hour where if we take the limitations off in God, we can get and have what we need and what God really desires for us to have. Now, we got to realize that the Bible says that our ways is not like his ways. His thoughts is not like our thoughts. So the thing about it is his ways and his thoughts are higher than ours. I believe that we're living in a time now that people of God is still going to be God, that regardless of the fact of what has happened and transpired in your life. I need you to understand that God is still going to be God. I need you to understand that when God created you, he created you that you will worship and praise him. Well, let's look at this just a little bit deeper. The Bible says that those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. See, the thing about the people of God, we cry aloud and spare not. And we're telling people about their transgressions and their iniquities. But the thing about it is that we are the first partaker in crying loud and sparing not. And the reason why that we are who we are is because God has anointed us to be who we are. I don't care what was said in your past. I need you to grab a hold to your future. I need you to grab a hold of what God has said for your life. I need you to grab a hold of what was prophesied over your life. I need you to grab a hold of what was prophesied over your life yesterday. Oh, God, Lord, have mercy. We have to understand that God is a God. And when he's God, that he does what he does best. When he sent Jesus on the cross and died for the remission of your sins, he gave his best right then and there. See, we have to think about giving God our best. So people of God, we must realize that God is going to do it because he's God. I came to encourage some leaders today. That God is still going to do what he said that he's going to do. The ministry may be looking rocky, but Lord have mercy, God. It's going to do it because he's God. Things in your life may look rocky. He said that he will make it crooked straight. So the thing about it, people of God, we must realize that God is going to do it because he's God. The kingdom of heaven suffering violence. And the violence take it by force. So the thing about it, people of God, we have to take some things by force. We have to take our ministries by force. We have to take our marriages by force. We have to take our money by force. See, things that we got to realize that even down through the years, we know that God has been good to us. But see, some of us is still on that path. Thinking about what our aunts, uncles, mamas, brothers, sisters, and whoever else said. What they said when they spoke the word curse. But I dismantle the word curse this day in the name of the Lord. Because Jesus did this, and he said, the thief coming by night to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said that I come that you might have life, and that you will have it more abundantly. The abundance of life, you can live it now. Lord, have mercy. See, we as people of God, we come into a place. And we say, well, we see that the other preachers have fine houses and fine cars, and they got this going on and they got that going on. But just remember the word, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Oh, God, we are the righteous, and the Lord hears the cries of the righteous. See, people of God, God is going to do it because he's God. Some of you realize that today that he's going to raise you up. Right in the midst of your enemy. He's going to make your enemy your footstool. So you got to realize that today is a brand new day. Today is a brand new hour because great exploits shall be done. We might as well rejoice. We might as well rejoice because the enemy should have killed us a long time ago. So the thing about it, people of God, God is going to do it because he's God. Yes, he is. Regardless of the fact, the vision may be looking crazy. The Bible says, watch the vision. Make it plain. He that readeth it will run with it. See the thing about it. Some of you ain't got it in paper, but you got it in your spirit. Begin to write it out on paper. And watch God surely be a God that will bring it to pass. We got to cry out, stir not. See, people of God, the Bible said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. See, we have eternal life through Jesus Christ. He's given his life. We can have life through him. So the thing about it, people of God, we going to grab a hold of what God is doing. We going to put our hand in God's unchanging hand. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. We have to understand that when God said it, that shows it. I don't need man's approval because God said it, and he's going to make a way out of no way. Today is a brand new day. You must realize that God and his good stuff, if he said it, he's surely a God that will will surely bring it to pass. Remember that his word shall not return unto him void, but he sent his word out to accomplish that that we need, God. Lord, have mercy. We as people of God have to realize that when he created you, he put a word on you that the enemy would know that this is my child, and he or she belongs to me. Oh, Lord, he got to have, talking about the devil, had to have permission from God to come on your turf. You can take everything away, but you won't destroy the soul. Realizing we in a time now, God, that God is going to do it because he's God. I believe the songwriter wrote a song. He said, late in the midnight hour, God is going to turn it around. But I got news for you. It's daytime now. And he's turning it. And he's turning it for your good. He's turning it for your good. Take your footsteps and be ordered by the Lord. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He's good. He's good all the time. God is good all the time. See, the thing about it, we have to learn how to get in the way and allow God to deliver us from the old man and make us a new man. We have to remember that the word of God says, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. Thank you today. It's a brand new day. Thank you that this is a brand new hour. We got to live today just as it is. See, God look at one day as a thousand years. But we got to realize that we as people of God, we have the authority and the ability to call those things be not as though they were. When we as a people get wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in the Lord and allow the Holy Ghost to rule us, to show us things, that this manifest, if the Holy Ghost can tell you about somebody else's dirt, it ought to be the same Holy Ghost that'll tell you about your mess. Good God Almighty, we always say we have the spirit of discernment. We can discern when somebody done said something. We can discern when people have had conversations. We can discern when things ain't right. But how about we discern how God looked at us? How can we discern how God looked at our brothers and our sisters? We as a people of God should have got it twisted because of the fact the Bible says, judge ye not, because with the same judgment, it shall come back unto you. Good God Almighty, see, we have it twisted. We can cry out and spare not. See, we have to remember when we're weak, somebody else is strong. We bear infirmities of the weak. Lord, have mercy. God is going to do it because he's God. See, we have to realize that when God created, when he created you, he created somebody beautiful. And we may trust him. Lord, have mercy. We have to put on the attributes of God. We have to put on immortality. We have to put on the perfection, because we're imperfected people serving a perfected God. We have to learn how to put on the things that God has inquired for us to have on. See, the thing about it, y'all, we as people of God must realize that when God called us, he called us that we would glorify him. He called us that we will worship him. He called us because he anointed us from the beginning. Lord, have mercy. He said over in Jeremiah, he said, I knew thee when I formed thee in thy mother's womb. So the thing about he anointed you when he formed you in your mother's womb. See, the thing about it now, y'all, the old anointing has passed away. It's time to grab hold of a new anointing. So preachers, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, we have to learn in apostles. If you ever come out of your mouth and you got new profound words, know it's a new revelation. In this time, in this season, God is going to he's God. And beside God, who else? We are not lifted up our souls unto vanity, nor be deceitful. We have to remember that the word said, so on the man that so he shall also reap. Lord have mercy. It's time to reap the good. Yes, it is. It's time to reap the good. It reminds me of the story in the Bible where the young man wanted to take all his good. He ended up in the hog pen, eating slop with the hog. But when he ate slop with the hog, he found himself. He didn't think that he was worthy to go home to his daddy. His daddy had his robe ready. His daddy had his ring ready. His brothers got jealous because they were wondering how they were having this big old picnic. But let me tell you today, there's a picnic going on in the body of Christ because God is celebrating his children. He's celebrating his people. He's celebrating us being who we are. So if you don't remember nothing else I said, think that remember God is doing it because he is God. Lord have mercy. The Bible says, upon this rock, I will build my church. In the gates of hell,
yes,
will not prevail
yes.
against it. See the things about it, y'all. We represent the church, but what are we taking in? Are we allowing God to deliver us from the old place? Are we allowing God to deliver us from the past? Yes, I tell people all the time, don't allow your past to predict your future. Grab a hold of your future. See, sometimes on this road, we get discouraged, and we begin to think about the old things, how things used to be. But we're in the 21st new modern day, Central Church, and we ask to come up to par. How do we come up to par? It's through prayer and supplication. Before the Lord, we have to realize that God is still going to be God, and we are still going to be his children. Get on the battlefield. If you put your hand to the plow and you're looking back, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. But guess what? I press towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Lord, have mercy. We as a people got to learn how to press in. Don't look back. We got to press in. Press in even the greater. Even the greater. As we press in, Lord have mercy. We can make it to the hill. We can make it towards God. Listen to that. Therefore, this day, I decree and declare that purpose and destiny will come and grab you, grab your name, grab you, and say, come along. My friend, come along. Get aboard. Let's ride this train. There's nothing on this train to lose. Everything to gain. When we gain, we can be the head and not above. We can be above and not beneath. We can be the head and not the tail. But we as people of God got to realize that God is still going to be God. God, he is the great I am. He is El Shaddai. We must learn how to lean and depend on God. When we learn to lean and depend on God, God will come through. He will come to your rescue. Somebody on this line trying to figure out how you're going to make it. How you're going to make it. Somebody on this night feel like their life is getting the best of you. But remember this right here. A curse, you're cursed with a curse because you haven't given your tithes and offerings. I challenge you to pray today about where to sow your tithes and offerings. I challenge you today to give your tithes and offerings. God is still going to be God, regardless of the fact if you want to heal and don't heal. But guess what? God is going to get the glory. Anyhow, remember.
Oh, yes. Today, oh, yes.
Remember today that God is going to do it because he's God.
Thank you, Jesus.
See, the thing about it is, I came to encourage the people today just to let you know this is not the end of the road. Hold on just a little tighter. Grab hold of Jesus a little tighter.
Glory to God. Glory.
We are the people of God. God knows what we have need of before we even ask him. So the thing about it is, we as people of God must learn that regardless of what comes, regardless of what goes, Jesus is still the answer for the world today. And everybody must know who we serve. We serve a God that's faithful unto us. If we can be as faithful to God as he is faithful to us, oh, what a mighty move of God that will transpire in our lives. We have to learn to be faithful to God. We got to learn how to hold on to the things that God told us. Some of you are holding on to things that God told you 30, 40 years ago. Hold on to it. He'll be a God that will bring it to pass. He will be a God that will bring it to pass. He'll be a God that when everything else is failed, he will still be right there. God is still there. And I give God praise. And just remember, God is going to do it because he's God. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Evangelist.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now unto him that's able to do exceeding abundantly of all you can ask or think. Amen. I thank you for that encouragement today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be encouraged, be encouraged. God has not forgotten our labors of love. Ooh, and what I love about him, as he said, God is faithful. And if we would just become faithful, as God is faithful to us, we can speak to these mountains of adversity. Amen. We can speak to every trauma. We can speak to the drama. Glory to God. And just continue to look to Jesus. Hallelujah. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the one that have already destined us to do great things for the kingdom. He's, glory to God. I bless him today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I know this is, I was about to say Labor Day. This is Independence Day week. Amen. 4th of July. Hey, glory to God. I'm here in New Orleans, and the party have already started. Amen. As I look at the people, I was down, and thank you, Prophet Pearson. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Amen. I don't know about you all that's on the line. Can't see who's on the line today, but I can tell you that God is faithful. Yeah, you're the Messiah. Hallelujah. As I was here with some of my family, came down, went sightseeing and stuff, and seeing the people just flooding into the city, amen, for the Essence Festival. Oh, God, when I look at that, I say, Lord, I just thought about, the Bible said, as it was in the day of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Lord. They did eat, they did drink, they did marry, amen, but I see, you know, we can get it together. Hallelujah, when we're trying to entertain this flesh. Oh, but call a prayer meeting, Prophet Carlos. Glory to God. You can't even get two or three. Yeah, you know what I'm about, Messiah. Hallelujah, but that's all right. God has a record. And when I see him, you know, we can video on our phones. And, you know, all of these different things that is at our beck and call. Hallelujah. Some of these very things is going to testify against us. Amen. So I bless the Lord for that word today. That was a word of encouragement for me. I don't know how many else. Amen. But it encouraged me today. Amen. And I'm going to keep on sounding the trumpet. I'm going to keep on crying aloud. Hey, glory to God. When God tells you to cry, amen, when he tells you to sound the trumpet, amen, you know one thing, he's going to back you up. Hey, glory to God. So I thank God for that. We didn't expect a lot of people. We were planning on, I don't know, I have to talk with Prophetess Harrison. She was scheduled for tomorrow, but I don't want to schedule anybody. Nobody's on the line. Amen. I'll come on and read a scripture, and that's about it. So I'll probably reschedule for tomorrow. Amen. But I will certainly send you all a text and let you know that. Amen. But we're going to open up the line. Amen. If there's any... body on the line while the man of God is still here. Amen. That need prayer, any special prayer, he's available. Amen. Sister Ruby. I'll have Sister Ruby open up the line.
Oh, okay. Praise the Lord. That was a word. I just happened to see OHT dropped off. Oh, okay. Praise the Lord. We're going to Elder Peggy Jones.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise
the
Lord.
How y'all doing?
Bless
Amen.
Yourself.
All right, good. Evangelist, how you doing today? Just wanted to say I just wanted to tune in today and just listen and get my rhema word, and I got mine today. And my rhema word came when he said we've been some of the things that we've been holding on to, and we think God has forgotten about them, but he's going to bring them to pass. And so that's for those things that we got back in there on the back shelf that we've been praying about. And we put him on the back shelf, and we say, well, you know, oh, that one out there, he ain't answered, but don't mean it's denied just because it's delayed. Amen. So I really thank God for that word. I thank God for this. Again, like I said, I thank God for this broadcast. I thank God for the woman of God that God gave his vision for the broadcast. And I also thank God for everyone that's on the call every day that make a sacrifice to be on the call. My prayer is that there be no lack in your home for anything that you do to help build up someone else's ministry. I also continue to pray for Evangelist and the things that she has for us and before God for the crusade, that everywhere her foot tread, that God will give it to her. Everywhere her hand turned, every door knob she turned, the doors will be open automatically. Just like when she walked into Walmart, the door just opened automatically. We just praying the doors open automatically. And people just, God will just give her favor everywhere she go. And before she get there, favor will meet her at the door and welcome in. So that's been my prayer for her as well as for this ministry. I thank God for each one of you guys
thank
that's on the ministry and the things that you departed to my life. I look forward to it every day of getting something from God. And thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Ella Peggy. Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God.
Also, woman of God, don't get discouraged. Don't we are moved by what we see a lot of times or what we think we see. So don't be moved by what you see for the next couple months that's coming up with you. The things that you have before you, the devil job is to distract you, try to get you discouraged. But my challenge to you is don't be moved by what you see. Be moved by who you know, and that's Christ Jesus. He didn't bring you this far to leave you. If he didn't give you this vision and this dream to get you out there to make you look bad, because you know what? He said, not for me, Lord, but for those that stand around. So he has to do it just because for those that are standing around. He has to make it come to pass, and it's going to be an awesome move of God, and the crusade is people are going to come and say, what must I do to be saved? So anytime you have something that great of magnitude that you're trying to do for Christ, Satan is going to come. I challenge everyone on the call on yesterday to keep you lifted up. My responsibility right now to you is that I'm going to be in the gap. I'm a gap stander for you. I'm going to stand in the gap. Every time I think or every time I go on Facebook, I see your face. If I see a flyer with you on there,
my responsibility every time I hear your name, stop and pray. Every time I see your face on Facebook, I'm going to stop and send a word up for you that God will cover you, because Satan is out to destroy the people that are serious about his walk. And I told him on yesterday that it's time out for us not being each other's keeper. I am my sister's keeper. I would not, if I got a thing to do, I would not let you fall. And so we have to have that mindset. We have to have that responsibility to each other, hold that each other accountable. Because guess what? When it's my turn, I want you to say, I got you. I won't let you fall. And it's not a more, people think it's just about finances, but it's also about what's your prayer life. Send a woman to God up in prayer. Tell God to cover her as well. The finances are needed as well, but we also need to cover her spiritually, her mind. I was telling them yesterday, cover her mind, her thoughts, her walk, everywhere she go, because guess what? Satan is watching as well. And so we are binding him right now. We're speaking release. We're speaking favor. We're speaking increase. We're speaking financial. We're speaking it all in the atmosphere, releasing in the atmosphere so God can cover you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Sister Peggy.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless. It's who we call up. Oh,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Sister T.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
You're right back, ma'am. You got my keys?
Sister T.
Praise the Lord. I can't talk right now, but that was an awesome word. God bless you.
God bless. Okay, we're going to area code 757-5656.
Yes.
Oh, this you, Sister Tammy?
This is Aunt Shalisha.
Oh, Shalisha. Okay, where are you calling from?
From Suffolk, Virginia.
Oh, okay, that's a blessing. How did you hear about us, or did anybody invite you on?
Prophet Carlos.
Oh, okay, well, he's on. You were there with the message. So did you have anything to say or comment?
I just thank God for the word and the encouragement, and, I mean, this is the hour that, you know, God is using his people, and we have to position ourselves, and we have to know that it's not us, it's God who's doing the work. God will do it, and we just have to keep God focused that God is doing the work. There's no glory for us, like he said, for the glory of God. So I'm just thankful for the word of God and thankful for the man of God, and thank you for your line, and it's just great.
Amen. Thank you so much. Prophet Carlos?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you have anything you wanted to say to him?
Praise the Lord. We praise God for the woman of God, Sister Shalisha. We're just knowing that what God is ready to do in your life is going to do. Just allow God to be God. Amen. And we know that God is going to use you for his glory. Amen. Even as you begin to intercede and things of that nature, God, you're going to see things like never before. That's going to literally blow your mind. And we just praise God for who you are and all that God will require at your hands to do. Much is given, much is required. Always remember that. So if he give you much, amen, it's for a divine reason. Amen. He's not going to give you more than you can handle, but he's going to give you what he believes you can handle. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Evangelist Bernard.
Amen, amen. Sister Ruby, I have remarks from you, and then we're going to go back to Prophet Carlos for final remarks and any prayer. If anybody have any prayer requests on the line, that's fine. I seen Mother Charity on. She dropped off. I just pulled up the switchboard, so God bless. Sister Ruby.
Okay, God bless. Evangelist Joshua wanted to say something. Praise the Lord. I enjoyed the message today. Praise the Lord, Evangelist Bernard. God bless you. I love you. It's good to hear your voice. I just want to say the word was good. It was really an encouraging word for the church. Amen. Mm. What I really liked about it was he went over he told us to be encouraged, but he also mentioned the things that we might have fallen slack in. And one thing about it, there's an old song say, pick up the slack and hew to the line. So we need to make sure, especially in these last days when so much is going on, that we stay in that vein of holiness with God. We walk, not only talk and preach and sing and shout this thing, but we live it day by day. So I just want to say I enjoyed you. I didn't, can't remember, what is his name?
A prophet called Pierce.
Oh, okay, Prophet Pearson. I just want to tell you that I thoroughly enjoyed your word. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. I want to encourage you, amen, and tell you to continue to hold on and be who God called you to be. And amen. Don't allow your health to get in your way. Amen. But I decree and declare life on you in Jesus' name. Amen. That God will get the glory out of your life. Amen. I see some people that's really actually trying to pray against you. Amen. But I decree and declare that God will give you life. Amen. And I'm praying that God will even renew your strength as a youth.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hey.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have Prophet Michael Davis. Is that you? He just came on.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Let's open up the line and see. I think that's him.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God.
Michael, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I may have got the wrong one.
Thank you, Jesus.
707-5513.
All right, Sister Ruth, move on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, that's they didn't answer, but I thought it was. Well, the word was just awesome, Prophet Carlos Pearson. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you went and told us, encourage us too, but you also went to Isaiah 58, verse 1, where you know, you cry out loud and spare not. And the Lord was talking about the saints too. He said his people and then, what is that, Jacob. I mean, so I'm just saying that it was just a blessing to know that the Lord, what we do and see, he sees everything. He knows everything. And we just thank you so much for encouraging us, but also for me to examine myself daily, that I may think I'm in the faith, but I'm not in it. So the word was a rhema word for me, and it touched my heart in the inside, and I'm going to check myself, like they say, check yourself so you know that you're in Jesus Christ and doing his will and not my will. So God bless you for bringing the word. You know, you came on before. This is not your first time. You were on quite a bit. So we just thank the Lord that he led you and a prophetess, Evangelist Bernard called you. You know, she's led. The Lord will tell her who to call, and she'll call him. And the Lord put you on her heart. So she got you come in and bring the word, because she is saying the Lord has told her. I've been with her quite a while, so I know it is the Lord from heaven on above sending down his rhema word to his people. So God bless you and pray that the Lord add and put back in you what you have gave out to his people today. God bless you.
Bless you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We're going to give it back into the hands of the prophet, and it was definitely a blessing, excuse me, and an honor. And we thank you for the sacrifice that you made to give what the Lord has put on your heart to give to the people today. So God bless you, Prophet.
Amen. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength. We thank you, Lord God, for your anointing. For your anointing destroys the yokes. And we thank you, Lord God, for who you are and all that you require in our hands to do, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, Lord God, that your will shall be done in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, for what your will shall be done, Lord God, in the name of Lord Jesus. We thank you. We give you praise, Father, for all that you're going to do in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, God, for the new dimension that you're even taking advantage of Bernard right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord God, for the new doors that you're opening right now in the name of Lord Jesus. We thank you. We give you praise, Father, for what you're going to do today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you that you are God. We thank you, God, that even now we give you praise, Father, for what you're going to do right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you that even now, God, God, that you begin to close doors behind us, Lord God. You will open doors in front of us, Lord God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you that even in your mindset now, God, even changing our mindset, changing the way she do things, Lord God, Father, for she's operating as a pastor, Lord God, and we thank you for it right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, I decree and declare, God, the fruit of her labor shall show up and show out, Lord God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that you will get the glory. You will get the honor, and we give you praise for it right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord God, we thank you.
Thank you, God.
I thank you, Lord God, that even now, I thank you, and I give you praise, Father, for what you're going to do. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I give you praise. Even as the oil ran down Aaron's beard, Lord God, I decree and declare that you will cover Evangelist Bernard, Pastor Bernard, in it right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I thank you for it right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I give you praise. I give you glory for what you're going to do in her life, Father. For the mysteries of the kingdom shall be turned, Lord God, for the battle for her. In the name of Jesus, in the ways that seem crooked, Lord God, you shall make them straight. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for the vision. For her vision shall speak, and it shall not lie, Lord God. And we decree and declare life in it and on it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord God.
You light us. You light us.
Father, we pray now, God, that you will cover your people now.
Yes, God.
Cover your people now. Evangelist Monon, let me tell you something. I'm getting ready to tell you something, and God is not only going to allow you to have the crusade. Mm. It'll start there in New Orleans, but it's going to spread like wildfire. It's going to spread like wildfire. You're going to have there. Have it there in September, but it's going to be like people going to constantly ask you, are you going to bring it here, or are you going to bring it there, or are you going to bring it here? You might as well get ready. You done started something that they can't put out. Amen. Yeah, you're going to be able to move it around and around, and you're going to have different ones. Amen. You some of the same ones will be able to come, and then some other people are going to be able to be introduced. But I'm telling you, you're doing something great, because you're doing something that some of the apostles should be doing. And they are not. They are not. And so God is using you to bring some people out to the forefront. Amen. We're going to be talking about doing some things. And we just give God praise. Amen. I just praise God, because when you can learn, let me tell y'all something. It ain't that many of them on the line, but I can share this. You don't mind me saying. When you learn how to forgive and allow God to be God, this is the kind of things that are happening. There's too much unforgiveness going on in the body of Christ.
Jesus.
That's why people wonder why doors are not opening, things are not happening. It's because God said you're not forgiving. So, you know, I'm learning how to let some things go and let God be God, and we're going to work it out. Amen. Thank y'all so much. I pray that I, you know, said something to encourage your hearts and encourage your mind. Even the young lady, even your co-host, Evangelist Bernard, be encouraged, woman of God. God, the Lord said he'll never leave us nor forsake us, but he'll be there even until the end of the world.
So the thing about it is hold on to your faith. Amen. The best is still yet to come for you. I decree and declare that the best will knock at your front door and come right on in. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Allow God to be God. And you can't go wrong. God bless you. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We love you. We love you. We love you, Sister Ruby. See if anybody, if there's anybody on the line needed any prayer, have any special prayer requests. I just feel like it's somebody that he needs to pray for on this line today. Hey, you know, Masaya. Hallelujah. Somebody he needs to touch and agree with today. Somebody need somebody praying, touching, and agreeing for a situation that's going on in their life right now. Before we dismiss, we have time. And the man of God, they have a little time to pray with you for whatever that is, that need is. Amen. So
Amen.
You can open the line, Sister Ruby. Hey, you're almost
there. Glory. I'm in, Pastor Bernard, I tell you what, God, I've been sitting here pushing that one to be to get noticed. I've been pushing one to get in this call queue so I can go this and ask y'all to stand and agree with me. I didn't say it earlier. Prophet and Pastor and Sister Ruby and everybody on the call, my dad called me Sunday disturbed about some medical stuff that with cancer. And he had cancer a couple years ago, and he said that, you know, they told him the other week that everything was looking good for the eye. But then his blood work had to go Monday. They called him yesterday and told him that it was definitely not good, that he needed to come in. So that's what man see. I know my God to be a healer. He did it for him once before, and he can do it again. I just want us to be in agreement with me that God is going to continue to heal him and heal his body from this cancer. And that, like I told my dad, all sin is not unto death. We're not claiming death. We're claiming life.
That's right.
And I've been pushing that one button, so I know it's nobody but God because I've been pushing that button.
I know the Lord told me don't dismiss. Somebody needs Prophet Carlos to touch and agree with them for the situation. And I heard that.
Amen. Father, we thank you. And we give you praise now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we pray now, God, we touch and agree, God, with our Father right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we ask you, dear God, that your will shall be done in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we stretch forth our strength, our faith today, Lord God. Believing, God, that you are God, and the Father, Lord, that you love us. We thank you and we give you praise, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you that your way shall be made plain, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you and I give you praise, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you that you are God and besides you, Lord, there's none other. We thank you. We count it done right now in Jesus' name. We thank you. We give you praise right now in Jesus' name. We ask you, dear God, to have your way now, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you. Lord, I thank you that even now, God, that your will shall be done, God, in Jesus' name. Every way that shall be made plain, Lord God, you will get the glory. You will get the honor, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Thank you that even now, God, your will shall be done, God. We activate healing. We call for healing now, God. We call restoration to his body, mind, soul, and spirit. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise, Father, for what you're going to do. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord God, we call for his body to be healed from the crown of his head to the soul of his feet in Jesus' name. We thank you for the healing, God. We thank you, God, for the restoration now, God. In the name of Jesus, we give you honor. We give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, we thank you, and I count it done now. And, Father, my faith locks in with my brothers and sisters' faith that your will shall begin to be unfold. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Anybody else?
Before we do this?
Sister Albertine.
Yes. How are you? God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. Sister Ruby, Prophet Carlos.
Yes.
Good to hear your voice, Evangelist Bernard. I just came on a few minutes ago.
Okay.
I was at work, but praise the Lord. And I'll go back in the archives. But Prophet Carlos, it's good to hear your voice. Good to hear you on. Will you please pray for me? I have something I have to take care of on Monday, and I just pray, you know, just intercede with me that everything goes well in that, and just some situations that I'm going through. But I just need just some prayer. If That's okay.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you.
Yes,
we give you praise right now in the name of Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you are God. We thank you, God, that you are the creator of all mankind. Father, we decree and declare victory right now in every situation, Lord God, known and unknown in the name of Jesus. Father, I touch and agree with my sister, Lord God, that if she had need of, Lord God, you would grant it, Lord God. You would get the glory. You would get the honor. You would get the praise for it in Jesus' name. We thank you. We give you praise for what you're going to do and how you should move mysteriously, Lord God. In the name of Lord Jesus, I thank you for how you shall move, Lord God. We bind up the hands of the enemy now in Jesus' name. Nothing or no one shall get in the way, God, of what you're doing right now. We thank you, God, for victory on Monday right now. In the name of Lord Jesus, we decree and declare victory, Lord God. We thank you for victory, Lord God. We talk about victory right now in Jesus' name. And it is so. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, God. But what he's going to do on Monday, Sister Albertina, I hear the Lord say, you should just be happy, hallelujah, and praise him like it's already done, because it is done. Don't let the enemy whisper nothing in your ear. From this day until Monday, hallelujah, you just stay jolly, you stay happy in God, and you keep on praising him. Hallelujah. You're going to see your praise is going to cause that situation to turn around. Oh, yeah. You know what? He wants you to praise him. Praise him for what he's already done. Praise him, amen, for what he's going to do.
Yes.
Praise him for what he's doing right now. Because God is doing it right now as we speak. He's turning it around. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, anybody else before we dismiss?
I want you to pray.
Hallelujah. Go ahead. Go right ahead. Jesus.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard, giving honor to God and giving honor to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Giving honor to Evangelist Bernard, the anointing that's on her life, the wisdom of God that's on her life, and Sister Ruby, and glory to God, the leadership that's even in Sister Ruby. I bless God for you guys and everyone who's on the line. Prophet Carlos, thank God for you. Wonderful message, brother. I applaud you. Thank God for your tenacity and your willingness to obey God in spite of. I'm just asking for prayer regarding the will of God. There's some decisions, but I don't want to make them. I actually want Jesus to make them, and I'll simply obey him. So as the Lord leads, I'm open and humble to receive prayer in Jesus' name. Word from the Lord, whatever the Lord is saying.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's some background noise somewhere. Prophet Carlos, did you hear?
Yes, ma'am. I thank y'all so much today. We give God praise. Amen for all of y'all today. And I just give God praise. Amen for the time of sharing. Evangelist Bernard, we do appreciate you allowing us to tune in today to get the word of the Lord. And we give honor. We give God praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Prophet Michael Davis just asked you to pray on his behalf for some decisions he has to make. He warned God's will to be done and not his will. So if you would just pray with that request.
Yes, ma'am. Father, we thank you. We give you praise today. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you are God, Messiah, Lord. There is none other. We thank you, Lord God, that in the midst of us making decisions, Lord God, that we will put you first, Lord God. Father, we thank you that your word tells us, Lord God, that when we come, Lord, we must put you first, Lord God. We must learn to put our priorities on the backside, Lord God. And long as we lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, Lord God, you will show us what to do and how to work things out. And, God, we thank you for this young man. God, we give you praise for Prophet Davis. We thank you, God, for what you're doing in his life and all that you're going to compel his heart to do, God, in his mind, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, that doors behind him are shut and new doors are open. In Jesus' name. And we thank you for it now. We thank you for victory now. We decree and declare, and we prophesy victory now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Open doors, amen. Open doors.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen,
amen. Amen. Well, we're going to let the man of God go. If there's nothing, no more prayer requests, amen. Anybody else have anything they'd like to impart at the time, they're welcome to do so. Ah, glory. Once again, thank you, Prophet Carlos. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
As you all are praying, pray for those that have traveled to this city for this Essence Festival. Pray that there will be no violence in this city, amen, and that the people that came for whatever reason, amen, that God would cover them, amen. You know, we can enjoy one another without violence. We can enjoy one another without ending in strife, amen. So pray that all will be well and there will be safe while they're here in this city, and pray for the leaders in this city. Pray for those souls, amen, that we see coming in, amen, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray for this crusade, amen. We love you and we praise you and bless you in Jesus' mighty name. We won't be on the air tomorrow, amen. I'm just going to cancel tomorrow, so God bless you all. Love you with the love of God. Sister Ruby, amen.
Oh, God bless. It seems, let me see. Sister T? Okay, I thought she had heard her voice. Okay, then, we thank you so much. We're going to close out with, we leave getting off early. God bless. I'll close out with Stan.
Take us from not knowing when I lose my purpose. But I'd rather live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children to stand.
Yeah.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, yeah. Stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Whoa.
Stand for righteousness.
And be counted,
among them that shall reign with him.
Yeah. 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 Whoa.
Stand
with
Prince our Lord.
Whoa.
Stand with your all love.
And believe
he shall receive his own.
Take a stand, not believing, at least some of my friends. And I would rather, I'd rather live right, burn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of our children to stand, stand. Everybody say it, you stand. Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Oh,
stand for righteousness. And the count
among them. I'm gonna be a number. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
all
along. And the lead coming back to get us. Oh, step
for holiness. For holiness. For righteousness.
I'm
gonna leave.
gonna move it. You're gonna move, gonna do it now. Want to somebody say, you stand. Hallelujah. Clap your hands, everybody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That was Stand by John P. King. You stand. God bless. We see you on the line. Say, Pink Evangelist Bernard closed out. Won't be on tomorrow. But Saturday, I imagine, Minister Billy Burns is on with on Saturday morning at 5 a.m. out to California time, 7 or 8 their time. So God bless you, and have a safe 4th of July. God bless.